Let's go to the phones. Leslie, waiting patiently in Bolingbrook, Illinois. Thank you for calling.
Oh, thank you for being on the air, Patrick. I just had to say thank you. I just got off the donation line with the on the other phone number. And
wonderful.
I love your show. I love your show. I actually
thank
had
you.
Spoken to you a few months back and called in with a question about the praying the rosary, and we had a lovely talk. And I can't even tell you, my son is being confirmed this April. Padre Pio is actually his confirmation saint. And I'm telling you, just the most amazing things have been happening in our lives since Relevant Radio, because everything that we learn on this station, my husband listens to it now. He's coming into the church. He's even discerning being a deacon in adoration.
Wow.
It's just
awesome.
It's amazing. It is absolutely amazing. So thank you so much, and thank you, St. Pio. We love you.
Yeah, excellent point. We do indeed. Leslie, just for the sake of refreshing my memory, when you called the first time around, can you tell me what it was we talked about?
I had heard from a number of different sources, from reading and from hearing different people speaking on the radio and in church, that praying the rosary is supposed to be done reverently and, you know, in church or in
yes.
a, you know, in a quiet setting. And they're always saying, oh, just pray it in the car. And we talked about the good, better, best.
Right.
Which was very helpful because I was feeling very guilty about always praying the rosary in the car. But it's one of the few times that I am uninterrupted with, you know, family and children and phones ringing
yes.
and dogs barking and everything. So it was a wonderful thing. And then I heard in RCIA class, oh, you should never do that. You need to be, you know, in church or in a prayer room at home. And I love your good, better, best explanation.
I remember it now. Oh. Now that you refresh my memory, I do remember our phone call. Yeah, and I think that's a helpful way for all of us to think about it, that God will not spurn the prayers of somebody who's busy and, you know, maybe praying during traffic or praying in some other fashion. God will not turn that down and say, sorry, you know, sorry, you're not in a church, therefore I'm not going to listen to it.
That didn't count.
No, that doesn't count. Sorry, you're wasting your time. God's not like that. So I'm glad that you brought it up again, because maybe there are some people who are getting that kind of bad advice from somebody saying, well, unless you're praying the rosary in such and such a way or such and such a place, you're doing something wrong. That's not true. And I'm glad I could help you.
Well, I see their point. In having, you know, making all of your prayer be as reverent as possible. And I do understand that, and that's wonderful. And I wish I could be on my knees 24/7 thanking God and praising Him. But until I get to heaven, I can't do that. So
right.
The ability to actually pray while in traffic in the Chicagoland area, we really need to pray in traffic around here, let me tell you.
That's so true.
So it's a very wonderful thing, and I thank you for your help in that. And oh, everything, your help and your cool, calm head with your advice during the election time of 2016, which is actually when I discovered Relevant Radio. Mm-hmm. I will never forget it. And I am so grateful, because I went from being just angry and frustrated every single day to being so happy and joyful and grateful. And truly, honestly, Relevant Radio was what was able to help me get to that place. And
glory
I will
to
be
God.
Eternally glory grateful for the Holy Spirit coming to you guys. Thank you.
Thank you, Leslie. Glory to God. You sound like a fantastic lady. And I really appreciate you spending a moment to share that with us and kind of buck everybody up. It's a drag being angry and frustrated all the time, isn't it? And this, more than ever, we need hope and encouragement in our lives. So thank you, Leslie. You're a walking, talking example of what can happen when somebody starts listening to Relevant Radio. So glad that you called, Leslie. Thank you. And it's a great opportunity for everyone listening right now for you to call 877-291-0123. And, you know, if Relevant Radio has helped you, for example, the way it has helped Leslie and her family, then get involved. Get invested and make your pledge. Just a dollar a day. That's all. Just a dollar a day. I mean, think of the things you could easily waste a dollar on. A dollar a day will get you that prayer book that we'd like to send you, the Handbook of Prayers. Also, you've heard us talking about this St. Padre Pio diptych, our Blessed Virgin Mary, or our Blessed Mother, rather, on the right side, St. Padre Pio on the left side. I've got some more St. Padre Pio stories for you, which we'll be getting to soon. But be like Leslie. Get in the winner's circle and call 877 800-291-0123. Let's listen right now to another example of how listening to Relevant Radio has helped somebody.
Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
I just wanted to give witness as a millennial a little bit and just give a plug in for Relevant Radio and why we love it so much. So my husband and I have been married for almost 9 years, and when we first got married, I was a very lukewarm Catholic, and over the years, I've just been realizing that I've been benefiting so much from his holiness, and he's just helped me return to the faith wholeheartedly, and it's just been really great. And we have 4 young children, and within the last year, we've made an active choice to have the sacraments just be the center of our family life. Relevant Radio, we've just become so reliant on it for not just learning more about our faith, but just to fall in love with it.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you.
We're only able to broadcast because of your generous support. Donate safely and quickly online at relevantradio.com or by using the Relevant Radio app.